Prophecy 66. Blow the trumpet and warn. Yahshua is not coming for the church, but for his bride. Note, this prophecy starts out with a command to tell Jim Brantlett of Five Doves Ministry. Will all those reading this and hearing this please get this dream and prophecy to Jim, for I don't know if he will receive the email I send to him. Please help me to obey. Never was I given a command to tell a particular person a prophecy and ask their help in getting the message out. I am obeying now. Whether Jim will obey and receive this prophetic warning, only time will tell. Yahweh will at least send it to him and others. Please send me email and let me know you have blessed me in this way. Thank you. Prophecy 66. Blow the trumpet and warn. Yahshua is not coming for the church, but for his bride. 12:8:02. Given to Apostle Elizabeth Elijah Nicomiah. Tell Jim Brantlett of Five Doves Ministry. Post this dream and prophecy and warn everyone that will listen, for judgment is coming to America. Those that join with you and pray will be spared, and the missiles will only be duds. It will not harm them. The people that are a blessing to you, Yahweh and Yahshua will bless. The people that curse and mock the message I have given you to warn before it is too late, Yahweh and Yahshua will see that these will go without food or shelter, and the missiles will come where they live, and the missiles will not be duds. I have sent you forth for years now, and send you forth as my Elijah of new to the widows of Zarephath in America and around the world. And they knew not they were destitute, for the time had not come, but now it will soon be upon them. The ones in the store that did not like you and did not pray with you nor help you, instead mock the messages I have given you, will be those that will suffer when the evil befalls this earth in a way it has not been shown before. Only those with spiritual eyes and ears will even hear you warning the troops on the wall. I have told you to assemble. Do not concern yourself with those that have rebelled against the troops. I have had you speak forth. Do not be concerned how many will stop supporting you financially, for I shall bless those that bless you and curse those that have cursed you, and rise up others to be a help to you and not a hindrance. This ministry is not named after a man or a woman, but rather brings Yahweh the glory even in the name. This ministry has not spoken forth words for itching ears, but rather for holy ears that want to be pleasing and obedient unto Yahweh, as Enoch and Elijah of old walked. So shall those that listen and obey, and those pleasing Yahweh, and shall be called Yahshua's bride. I, Yahweh, am not sending my son to catch away the churches, but rather the bride of Yahshua, who is the first fruits. There are requirements to be Yahshua's bride. I, Yahweh, have told you audibly. Yahshua is not coming for a disobedient bride. Remember the five wise virgins with oil in their lamps? Remember the five foolish ones disobeyed. Both were warned, the bridegroom cometh. Both waited. The bride will receive the glorified bodies, and hardly will the world take notice as she is caught away and prepared with marching orders how to help the guests and protect the guests who were not fit to be called a bride. For the guests did not go the extra miles it takes in obedience and holiness, forsaking the things of this world for the sake of the kingdom of Yahweh. The guests love the bridegroom, but not enough to forsake the heathen ways and holiday seasons, including the churches of Babylon and a man-made spiritual laws. The guests knew who Jesus is, but refused to learn more about who Yahshua is, the King of the Jews, your Jewish high priest, who obeyed and kept the Jewish high holy days and feasts.